Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on this 23rd day of July. I hope it's not too hot where you are. Of course, some of you are listening in another part of the world other than Texas in the United States, so you might be having cold weather. So whatever weather you're having, I pray that it is a blessing to you and you're enjoying your day. Before I read from Psalm 114, which is what I'm going to be reading today from the ESV, I just wanted to make a quick little note to those of you who are struggling spiritually, and you might feel like you're the only one that struggles this way, or maybe you have doubts and questions. I just want to assure you that that is incredibly normal. It's okay to have doubts and confusions. It's okay to ask questions. God is big enough to absorb all of that. He's not taken by surprise by it. And a lot of times those questions that we have are born out of pain that we have experienced. And so my prayer for you today is not that you would stop asking questions. I really would want you to keep doing that, but maybe ask one more question, and that could be why. Why are you asking these questions? And maybe there could be something that someone's done to hurt you that's caused you to kind of spiral downward. I could be wrong, so just take that with a grain of salt, but it's just what I felt prompted to talk about today. All right, we're in the English Standard Version of the Bible, Psalm 114, and this is what it says. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee, O Jordan, that you turn back, O mountains, that you skip like rams, O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you that you are the God of the miraculous, and I pray for those, as I've talked about today, who feel barren or dry today, or confused or questioning or doubting. Lord, you are the God who can turn a piece of rock into a bunch of water, and that is impossible. But with all things are possible to you because you are the creator of everything. You're the creator of us. You know the situations that we're in. You see us. And so, Lord, I thank you so much that nothing is held back from you. You see the whole world as it truly is. You've got those discerning, righteous eyes. And so, Lord, we don't have to fret because of evildoers doing things along the way, but you see it all. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you for the impossibilities that you bring about. And Lord, like Aaron and Hur, who held up Moses' arms, I'm holding up my friends' arms today. They're tired. They're weary. They've been hurt by Christians, and it's been hard. And so my prayer, I pray, is just one of those people holding up arms, helping Moses to keep going. That's what we're supposed to do in the body of Christ, Lord. We're supposed to support and bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. And so I pray for my friend who's struggling today that you would send Christ-following, Christ-loving, amazing people into their lives who will carry their burdens and will not shame them for having questions, but will welcome them into fellowship. And Lord, we've been through a lot, all of us together, through COVID and the pandemic and not being with people. I think for me, I'll just say my own part, is that it's been hard to kind of, or awkward to kind of get back into community because it's been out of practice. And so, Lord, I do pray you would help us to get back into the practice of spending time with people. And I'm so grateful that my husband and I have the opportunity to pour into a life group, which is like a little church for us. And everybody in that group is different. The demographics are wildly different. And yet I see the beauty of the body of Christ in there. People with different politics, people with different opinions, people with different stages of life. And yet because of your gospel, we are together and we love one another even when we disagree. Lord, I pray for more of that in the world today. It seems like there's no place to disagree anymore, at least not with cordiality or kindness. And so, Lord, teach us what it means to love people who differ from us and to dignify people who have different opinions. We don't need to demonize, we can dignify. And so I pray for all of that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast stay on the air, you can just go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. And there's a couple different levels that you can support the podcast at. At the $10 level, I give a free painting. And these are paintings I sell on my Etsy shop. So they're actually, I guess, of value. And then at 25, a secret little podcast of some of the things that God's been teaching me. And at 100, you'll be added to my prayer, my private prayer group. So thank you so much for all of you who are patrons and who support this podcast. I could not do it without you. Here's a big hug from Texas. Thank you so much.